a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
It is Wednesday, December 3rd, and we're back with the Razzball Basketball Podcast. I am here with Slim, and it is an exciting Wednesday show because we had a busy Tuesday slate of games. How much basketball did you watch last night, Slim?
Oh, I didn't watch any. I was watching a movie. You know how that goes.
Oh, what were you watching?
Well, can we kind of save that for Thursday show?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true.
It is. Tomorrow.
I'm excited for our movie show tomorrow. Yeah, I feel like
it's only a day away.
Yeah, we've both had a lot of good stuff to talk about. I'm excited to talk to you about Interstellar tomorrow. But for today, it's a jam-packed show of nothing but NBA, no filler. We're going to recap Tuesday's games on a pretty heavy slate, and then preview Wednesday's games again with a pretty heavy scheduling of action. And I'm surprised you didn't watch any basketball, because last night we had the Thunder going to New Orleans, battle of the fantasy MVPs, and Kevin Durant, welcome back, looked good, 30 minutes, 9 for 18 shots, hit 3 threes, 27 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, did have the 5 turnovers, but, you know, you'll take whatever you get for Kevin Durant being back now already. How excited are you for your Durant teams? Do you even have Durant anywhere?
Nope, I do not.
That's sad. I have him one place. Last year I was sad that I didn't have Durant anywhere because he just owned. I'm happy to have him in one league this year.
Yeah, it must be nice having the number two player in fantasy.
I know. He's definitely the number two, because number one, the brow. Wow, he showed up in this game. He's like, this is my league now.
6 steals and 4 blocks. Wow.
Yeah, double rainbow line for the Brow. 25-10, 4-6-4. I mean, that's just wild. Pretty much the only thing, only one turnover again. His turnovers are so great. Really the only thing bad he did yesterday was only 9 of 16 free throws. So a little rough at the line there. 16 free throws. Actually, those one point, you know, I didn't watch this whole game, but I saw parts. And shocker, Kendrick Perkins got a technical foul. Did you know Brow takes the technical fouls?
I mean, he's getting close to being an 80% shooter. Yeah. I mean, who else would take him? Drew, maybe? Definitely not Tyreek.
No, definitely not Tyreek. Asik. put Asik, the 50% free throw shooter. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, Ryan Anderson's a really good free throw shooter as well. Maybe he wasn't on the floor at the time. I wasn't really paying that close of attention, but I just thought that, yeah. How many teams are putting out their 7-footer to hit the freebies on the technical fouls? I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, Miami does it.
Oh, they put Bosch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
When LeBron was there, it was just whoever steps up takes it.
Well, LeBron's not a great free throw shooter.
No, but he would still step up and take them.
Yeah, it's a ball hog.
Yeah, well.
I put in today's article Tyreek Evans' shot chart. He had 21 shots right next to the rim. I mean, at least he's not shooting threes, because he's not a good three-point shooter. But, you know, had 30 points last night. You don't expect that sort of thing to continue. Just kind of one of those games, right?
I can't believe he didn't get fouled more. Only 4 free throw attempts. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird game because, you know, Ibaka got the 4 blocks and played 36 minutes. You know, Adams got 2 blocks in 22 minutes, but that interior defense just did not show up for this game. Do you think it's just one of those bumps in the road for OKC as they shake off the rust together?
I mean, it's been pretty bumpy up to this point.
Well, yeah, good point.
I mean, they're 5-13 now. It's not good. They got a long way to go.
They're still going to be a playoff team, though, right? With everyone healthy.
Yeah, and they'll still be scary in the playoffs, but they're going to be losing this home field advantage or home court advantage. They're not going to have that against, you know, the Spurs.
Yeah, I think the
a couple other teams.
Spurs are still the favorites for the West, right? I mean, I know Golden State's unreal right now. The Blazers are playing well.
And but, Golden State's still trying to get D. Lee back, so I don't know. Golden State looks good.
Who's your pick right now to come out of the West? I'll stick with the Spurs, but I mean, I know that's the boring pick, but
the way Golden State's playing, I would go that route. They can cover people. I mean, Draymond on Duncan is a heck of a matchup.
That is a good one. That'd be a really good Western Conference Finals, Golden State and the Spurs.
Yeah. Curry, you know, Tony Parker trying to guard Curry is going to be not fun to watch. Well, yeah. Unless you're a Golden State fan.
Which a lot of people
are. I think Golden State would take him in a series right this second.
They might. It all depends on if the shots are going down for Klay Thompson. Hit or miss. Still a Thragnoff. I'll stand by that. Not really. He's done pretty well this year. So going to the Lakers. Kobe Bryant with a triple-double. Again, back-to-back triple-doubles.
Yeah, he's probably not too proud of this one.
Yeah, not really a triple-double. 12 points, 13 assists. But 10 turnovers, only 5 rebounds, so not a real triple-double. But what a weird game. You know, he let 3 other Lakers shoot more shots than he did.
Yeah, letting them is a good way to put it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, and Byron Scott, you know, said there's going to be a lineup shakeup. That hasn't happened. Yeah, Jordan Hill had a really good game, 22 points, 13 boards. He seems pretty locked in. Boozer, unfortunately, still starting. So I don't really see that. I don't know who, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Who are they going to shake up? And the main guy is Wesley Johnson, but he's actually played really, really well the past, you know, 10-ish days. How much are you buying Wes Johnson?
Not too much. You know, it's he's going to be the offense defense switch for Nick Young. I mean, he's had these spurts before. He had a nice stretch earlier this year, and he had a nice stretch last year, albeit I don't think it was a very long stretch.
Yeah,
I'm not picking him up.
He was pretty brutal for that middle stretch of the season here. I mean, you look at a lot of like going back to November 18th, 4-1-2-1-0. On 2 of 9 shooting, and it's just, you know, it's good right now. I'm fine streaming. I'm off, you know, off a 4-block game last night, 13-2-2-1-4 last night, almost a rainbow line, shot 5 of 6, hit all his threes. You know, it's a really good game, but I'm with you. I don't really buy it too much. On the other side of the ball, this is what I get for being a KCP addict, swearing him off, and then saying I'm fine picking him back up, and he just is awful again. I know you said yesterday did you say he was a must-own in 12ers yesterday?
I still think he is. He didn't lose any minutes despite the bench playing nearly the whole game.
Yeah, Stan Van played the reserves down the stretch, which, shocker, Detroit didn't win anyway. I mean, Brandon Jennings played awful. Pretty much everyone, all the starters played bad except for Josh Smith. What does that say?
Well, he only shot 1-3.
Yeah, there you go. And hit all his free throws. I don't know the last time that happened.
I mean, he only took 1, probably.
Yeah. I mean, he was 1-for-1 one game. Yeah, so you're sticking by KCP. You're not dropping him for flavor of the week kind of guy. Like say you had equal needs, and we're going to talk O'Quinn later in the show, but would you drop KCP for O'Quinn?
Nah, I think Vucevic is supposed to be back tonight.
Yeah.
O'Quinn, I mean, a better comparison would probably be Wesley Johnson.
Yeah, I should have gone there.
And no, I'm not dropping KCP for Wesley Johnson. Unless we're just talking streamers, then yeah. But if it's someone I'm looking to hold on to for a little while, I'll still hold on to KCP.
Yeah. I think he's, still, you know, the steals were finally coming. He had some big games. I think this was just one of those that happens. So to the Bucks almost beating the Cavs. I mean, the score is a little fluky because they scored some late and it was a free throw fest down the stretch. But, you know, Ersan Ilyasova, he's got a facial injury. So, man, What is up with our Yahoo friends and family? We get so many minor injuries with it being a weekly league.
Yeah, the worst part is they keep happening on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I know. We lost IT2 last week. Anyway, so if you're streaming Ilyasova, be sure to check his status for tonight. Jabari Parker, another good game. Looking like you said a couple weeks ago, that might have been my worst call. It's turning around, Slim. It's turning around.
Yeah, this is a weird one. 11 for 15, no threes, no free throws. And he had, 14 free throws the game before?
The Bucks
There's no rhyme or reason.
They're so inconsistent. I mean, Brandon Knight off three straight pretty bad games had the huge one. I mean, he looked awesome. I obviously am going to always love Brandon Knight. You scared about Larry Sanders? I mean, this is getting pretty brutal.
I'm pretty sure it was just foul trouble again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to get – he's not going to play 30 minutes. You can give up on that pipe dream. Yeah. So just you kind of hope and pray he can stay on the court for 26-ish, and I think he's still going to be fine with those minutes.
So up and down. Looking at his last 9 games, in 5 of them he has no blocks. In one of them he has 1 block, and the other 3 or more blocks. The rebounds, hasn't had a double-digit rebound game in the past 10. I don't know. And what's funny, I watched a little bit of this game too. Apparently, you can't even be mad at yourself in the NBA because he blocked someone driving. I don't remember who it was. And somehow it fluky spun in anyway. And Sanders took the ball and threw it against the base of the rim and then turned around to inbounds it. And they called a technical foul on him. You can't even be mad at yourself in the NBA. I thought that was wild. So, I don't know. Random anecdote from last night. Anyway, what were you going to say about Sanders?
I don't know.
No follow-up for that.
I'm not sure where that's going.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, that was a...
Think about Parker, back to Parker. At least these minutes are starting to get there where, like with Brandon Knight, they're not fluctuating down now. He's not... Those 25, 27-minute games aren't happening in the past week. So,
yeah,
if you keep those minutes up, then you're going to be right. I mean, it's purely minutes-based.
That's true. I mean, Knight with 37, Parker with 38, and no one else got over 26 for the Bucks. So, yeah, I mean, at least those guys are getting pretty consistent run. Speaking of consistent run, Marty Stoudemire, what? 37 minutes in back-to-back games, put into the starting lineup. Let me read you his last 8 games here. 15.4 points, 8.1 boards, an assist and nearly a block a game. Is turning the ball over a lot, 3 turnovers a game in that span, but shooting 65%. And the free throw volume is pretty crazy. 4.5 free throws made in 6 attempts a game. They're, what do you do with Amari Stoudemire? I mean, I've been ignoring this, but you just can't anymore.
Back-to-back games of 37 minutes?
I know!
What that's about. There's no way he can survive that. No chance.
I know, I mean, you look at those numbers, I mean, that's, Greg Monroe-ish, if not better, and Monroe's...
He's got a block per, so he's got that going for him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if you get something for him, I would love to sell him.
Yeah, I think you just
I can't imagine his value gets any higher. He'd probably be more like a throw-in in a deal to make sure it goes down, but there's no way he can play 37 minutes and survive.
Yeah.
He's not going to...
Agree with you there. I mean, I don't really know what you do with it other than be sure he's owned in your league, and if he's not, pick him up and ride it till his knees blow out again.
Yeah, scary thing is, it's not even like a streamer thing right now either.
Yeah.
You kind of need a big man, you know, hold on to him for a while.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So to the epic double overtime game with Dallas beating Chicago, Devin Harris, 35 minutes, 20 points and 8 assists. He's pretty much hit 6 of 6 threes. He's not going to do that, but he's the point guard to own in Dallas, right?
If there is one, then yeah. Not entirely convinced there is one, but for now, yeah. I mean, this is a double overtime game and all, so
Yeah, but 35 minutes for Harris and only 23 for Nelson.
Yeah, you take the 10 minutes. He probably played both overtime, so you take the 10 minutes of overtime out, and now you're looking at a straight timeshare.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think Harris is doing more with the time. His assists are better.
So yeah, if I'm looking to stream one, I'm streaming Harris first. But I don't expect either one to get over 26 minutes a game.
Yeah,
consistently while healthy.
I don't know if I could expect that either. Right now, Harris is at 25, 35 a game, so pretty close to that 26 with a couple outliers. I don't know. Harris is at 30-plus in four straight.
Well, that was with Nelson down. Nelson came back.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been 25-15 had the double overtimes not happened, but you know, can't take that away. It still happened, but... That's all. I don't think these 35 minutes are going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect that either. I don't know. I think I'm buying Devin Harris a tiny bit more than you are, if that's a fair assessment.
I'm streaming him in our league, so I've already bought him.
Well, maybe I was just a little too slow on the draw then.
There you go. Jefferson isn't eating into his minutes yet.
Yeah, well, Richard Jefferson will hurt somebody soon. I mean, a lot of big performances in this game, but do remember it was a double overtime game. Pau Gasol playing 50-plus minutes. I mean, that's scary. Any other major takeaways from this game? Because it was very fantasy-friendly.
I don't know. I mean, everything is about where you'd expect. Yeah. I mean, Noah isn't scoring like we want.
Yeah.
That's kind of unfortunate. 11 threes from Rose, but that's probably just due to the minutes.
Yeah.
No, this is what you'd expect from the Bulls.
Yeah.
They run the guys to death.
Good to see a big Chandler Parsons game as well. So to the fill-in minutes for DeMar DeRozan and his injury, Kyle Lowry, like you said, I gave you full credit for that in today's article. You're so right on that. He's just going to go bonkers with no DeRozan. 27 points and 13 assists. I mean, for while DeRozan is hurt, would you rather be owning Kyle Lowry or John Wall?
It's not fair, but yeah, I'll take Lowry for now.
What do you mean it's not fair? It's not fair.
If I had Lowry, I would trade him for Wall right this second.
Yeah, I mean, I would too. But I'm just saying in the stretch while DeRozan's out, which...
Lowry should play at least equal to, if not better.
Yeah. All right, I like that answer, even though it's a fair question.
It's not fair.
Don't get mad at the question.
You're saying that the playoffs don't matter?
It was just a random question.
DeRozan will be back.
Getting mad at my questions. So another thing you're right with the Raptors is, Lou Williams, if his shot's not going down, he's terrible. And he didn't get a steal. So after our conversation yesterday... He sure proved me wrong there. 19 minutes of 1-of-9 shooting for 4 points and nothing else for Lou. Gravis plays 30 minutes and, you know, 12-4-7 has a pretty good game. You know, I still don't think he's going to be a 5-plus assists guy while DeRozan's hurt, but it's looking, 5 assists then 7 assists the past two. Is Vasquez a must-own now?
Yeah, for the time being, I think so. I mean... I bet he outperforms Reggie for the next month.
Yeah, I actually buy that. So, you know, multi-threes in 3 of the last 4. You know, it doesn't do much in steals. Obviously doesn't block. I don't know.
Johnson out-minuting Patrick Patterson is real good. He's looking really, really good.
James Johnson?
Yeah, and he was scooped up in all my leagues pretty quickly.
I feel like I'm on the anti-James Johnson bandwagon all the time, and it's just because I don't trust the minutes. I put in today's article, this was the first game he had shot double-digit shots, and I don't know, it was his first time over 25 minutes, I think it was. I don't know, I think this was just, he hit his shots this game and they let him play. And you know, other than... You know, hitting 9 of 13 and hitting a 3. You know, he hadn't hit a 3 in the previous 8 games. You know, 7 rebounds, that's fine. You know, no assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He can do that when he plays. I just don't see the playing time being any sort of consistent for 12-team ownable.
I mean, all the starters still got 30 minutes and he got 28. I don't know. I there's a lot to like here. Got that three steal block upside.
There is, but I mean, you look at James Johnson's minutes on the year, averaging 19 minutes right at that, and Patrick Patterson's. Well, Patrick Patterson.
Look at his minutes without DeRozan in the lineup.
Yeah, but Patterson was playing more minutes than Johnson the past couple games, and Patterson's averaging six more minutes a game on the year. I just think they ran James Johnson longer than Patterson because he was hitting his shots.
All right. Well, that's a good comparison, those two. So I think if we went with who's going to get more minutes from for the next month between those two, I'm going James Johnson.
Yeah, I would definitely take Patterson, but that is just me. Actually, give me Tyler Hansbrough to get more minutes.
Oh, man, he actually got off the floor, at least. Yeah. He got off the floor.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. All right, so let's talk about Nicholas Batum and his horribleness. It's, you know, the past few years, it hasn't seemed like his offense can go down, but it has. You know, had 13 assists last night, which is awesome, of course. But did you see he's hit one for his last 24 from deep?
Oh. Wow, that hurts.
Woo!
He's probably taken less, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah,
three still, last night.
Still took three last night.
Mm.
Trying to make him go in. But I was saying this to a couple commenters. A lot of people that have Batum seem to have pretty good point guard depth. I don't mind selling them for kind of cheap right now to someone needing assists. I mean, you know, 18 the past two games. He's, you know, his average is only at 5.2. But, you know, while he's not making his shots, he's going to get some dimes. You know, the steals are fine. The blocks are fine. You expect the shot to go down eventually.
Yeah, but he's still not really taking that many. So yeah. Even when it does fall, it's not like he's going to go much more than 12-ish points a game.
Yeah, well,
you can sell him for anything near where you drafted him, then I would absolutely take it. But if you can get a good producing top 50 guy, yeah, I don't mind selling, assuming you got that point guard depth, of course. But he's not blowing up the world. Like, he really should have been by now.
Yeah, nine shots taken a game after being over 10 the past 4 years. I don't know. I mean, he's, you know, shot high 30% from three and is at 23% after this cold spell. I would sell him too. I might look for more like top 40-ish, but I don't know. I don't mind selling. The best way to find a way to sell him is go to a team that has bad point guard depth and bad assists. And start from there. So speaking of bad assists, Goran Dragic, still the assist not coming, but had an absolute monster against the Pacers yesterday. Is this a kind of game that you will sell high off of? Because, you know, Isaiah Thomas will be coming back at some point and get into that guard rotation again. Or are you just enjoying the resurgence of the Dragon?
Yeah, you're not going to get what you want for him, so you got to ride it out. Everyone's going to look at what else has happened. So you're not going to be able to get draft day value for him. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, there was from one of our frequent commenters, DK. He had Dragic offered for his MCW straight up. And I looked at his team, and his percents and turnovers looked pretty good. So I was pretty hesitant. You know, that's a tough – if your percents are good and your turnovers are fine – would you have taken Dragic for MCW? It's kind of tough.
They're completely opposite types of things. I'd really have to delve deep into my lineup to make that decision.
Yeah, and and then whoever offered it canceled the trade after Dragic put up 34 last night. It's kind of funny. So I thought that was pretty good. So yeah, Vucevic was a late scratch last night with back spasms. He's already said that he's going to try to play tonight, but who knows? He's listed as questionable. Kyle O'Quinn getting the start, the Irishman.
Yeah, he got it last night. Yeah, we're so twisted on this one. I don't know what they're going to do with Fry. They don't need to play him big minutes. They could play him 26, 27 minutes, leave Harris at small forward. And they could give, what's his name? They could give O'Quinn 30 minutes off the bench. That's completely possible in their rotation. I just don't know if they're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. Fry has been awful. I mean, talk about a wasted investment. I mean, his line actually ended up being fine, 3-8-1-1-2, so kind of hitting all the cats, but most of the time he's been pretty brutal. You know, it's weird about looking at Orlando's minutes last night. I mean, Dwayne Dedmon plays 6 minutes and 50 seconds off the bench, and no other big men played.
And Nicholson is completely off the radar. He's just gone. And they've lost Gordon, so they don't really have too many options.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's what I'm trying to say is that even if Vucevic is back tonight and, you know, is fine for the next long while, O'Quinn's got a chance for minutes there. I mean, they need forward depth, and he's back healthy. Had a really good game last night, 21 points, 11 boards, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, shot 9 of 16, hit all his free throws, 3 for 3. Good, really solid 27 minutes.
Yeah, pretty prototypical big man. And in 24 minutes, he could go, what, 10-10 with 1.5 blocks? It's reasonable.
Yeah, completely agree. I'm trying to figure out how these minutes worked out. I guess they ran Harris at the 4 a good amount of the time and then put Payton and you know, move Fournier to the 3.
Yeah.
Their minutes look really funky for that game yesterday against Golden State. So, yeah, anything else from last night? Tickle your fancy, hit your G spot.
I mean, we try to avoid the Pacers as much as we can, but I guess we can talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, Hibbert did return, so I guess there's that. Played 31 minutes.
Donald Lowe losing a bunch of minutes to C.J. Watson.
Yeah, sad to see as a Sloan owner in REL. You know, Watson was hot. You know, ended up only 5 of 9, but I think at one point he was like 5 of 6 or something like that. 7 assists, did have 5 turnovers. I mean, Sloan, for being fairly low volume most of the time, he never turns the ball over. So, I mean, at least there's that.
Yeah, it's the minutes that I'm worried about.
Yeah, me too. It's sad, but true.
I know.
Sad, but
you get
true.
Those nice, cheap $1 buys, and you just want to ride it all year, but
man, he
not
only
in the league as deep as the REL.
I know. Only 2 turnovers the last 3 games for Sloan on.
If I was holding on to him in a 12-er, I'm definitely moving on.
Yeah, I think so too. Hasn't hit a 3-4 straight. You know, I don't know. It's nice to see that he doesn't turn the ball over, but sometimes the shots don't fall, and he's been pretty cold from the floor. So 8 for the last 33, I think, from the floor, doing some quick mental math. So. Yeah, I agree. You can move on from Sloan in 12ers.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
I know.
Oh, yeah, P.J. Tucker taking the starting job back over.
Yeah, only played 22.5 minutes, though. And while it was kind of a blowout, I don't know. I don't think he's going to be playing 25 minutes, you know, more than that, more that often.
It's completely unpredictable with that team. Who knows what? It could be 31 and 15 the next.
Yeah. Hornacek riding the hot hand, what he always will do this year. Yeah, that's the Suns for you. Anything else from last night?
Yeah, that's all I see here. Didn't cover that Boston-Atlanta game at all. I love me some Millsap.
Yeah, Millsap was awesome. He's the man.
Yep, he's looking like a good ranking bias.
Yep. We were by far the green on him.
Jeff Teague lost some playing time to Schroeder again.
Really? I saw Schroeder had a pretty good game, but I didn't realize it was in at Teague's expense.
Yeah, Schroeder finished the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Although, what did I call him? Coach Butthole? Coach Butthole's done that before to Teague, so. You know, still had 9 assists for Teague, so.
T came back really strong afterwards, too. So,
Coach,
this could be one of those light a fire under a moments.
Coach Motivational Butthole. Light a fire butthole. Although that doesn't sound right at all. We'll just leave it at that. So, to our 30. What did you say?
I think I've seen that South Park.
Oh, yeah, I know. All right, so to our 30-point challenge. Yeah, you're going down, sucker. Even with your slimy, your mousy Kevin Durant pick last night, putting up 27, wasn't good enough for my Aldridge putting up 39. And I'm up 3-0.
Yeah.
What is happening? You keep getting guys scoring in high 20s. It's kind of funny.
If this was closest to 30 without getting 30, I would be crushing it.
No, well, that's definitely true. yeah, I mean, you haven't done bad. It's just...
It goes to show how hard it is.
It really is.
It's tough.
It really is, and I mean, I've gotten 3, and I've felt pretty lucky with getting those. That's why this is a really fun game, like I said, to do with a pool at the office or something like that. Everyone puts in money in the pot until someone actually gets it. That's what we did last year.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, make it last even longer, you can just, you know, instead of doing top 10, you can say you can't pick the top 20.
Yeah, and then when you finally...
And you know, you get nobody picking it in a month, and that pool, it gets real good.
Yeah. I mean, you do one of these dollar pool games, and it feels like you're doing nothing putting a dollar in. At one time, ours got to 100. I mean, it's pretty awesome. So you want to make your picks at the end, or do you want to make your pick now?
Well, let's see who we got for the top 10. We made some changes, right?
Yeah, we got Durant at number 1, averaging even 27 points a game, since he's only played one game. Then we got Kobe, Harden, LeBron, Brow, Curry, Melo, Cousins, Westbrook, and Blake Griffin. So even after scoring 39 last night, Aldridge is 0.2 points behind. Butler is now out of the top 10. Well, he was before when you make all players not qualified. Bosch is out. Gay is out. So Durant and Westbrook getting filtered in there are definitely shaking it up a bit.
Yeah, makes it a little easier.
Yep.
But I don't think I can go Jimmy Butler against Charlotte. I'm not loving that. I don't know why. I probably should, but
He's not going to play in the second half because Charlotte's so bad.
Well, they're also coming off that double overtime game. I don't know how much energy he's going to have.
Tony Snell, if you're in a really deep league, stream spot.
I don't know. You're talking some serious deep league stuff there.
I know.
No, have you got yours?
I don't. I feel like I've gone first the past couple times. You go first.
I'm going to go Lowry against the Jazz.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm having trouble with this one. I feel like we've picked Chris Bosh several times.
That's a tough matchup he's got there.
What? Against Millsap or against Horford?
Compare that to who I just went against.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I'm loving this Philly Minnesota game, though. That game could be ridiculous. How about Muhammad for 30? I'm just saying, hey, you say that now.
Crazier things have happened. I'll make my pick, and actually, I'll go ahead and pick one out. You know what? Give me Monta Ellis. I think he stays hot going against the Bucks. Yeah. I know they're going to be a little exhausted off the double overtime game, but why not? Give me Monta Ellis.
He isn't playing a back-to-back. Nearly everybody is.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, yesterday there was, 11 games? Today there's, looks like 10. So, yeah, a lot of guys going off back-to-backs. So, looking at the rest of tonight's games, Alec Burks, your boy, he's hurt.
Aflalo. Yeah, it was Arizona Flalo's fault.
Forsake his name. Yeah, I saw that flagrant foul on him as well. Hit him in the face and made him go down kind of hard. Flalo got fined. I don't know. Burks was kind of doing like an in the air, up and under kind of thing, and Flalo swung for the ball and missed and hit him in the face.
Oh yeah, Burks has all kinds of moves around the rim. I'm not terribly surprised he gets hard, fouled pretty hard sometimes, but. It annoys me. I don't know who's going to take over. Exum maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Who benefits minutes-wise? Do you think they move Gordon to the 2 and maybe play Booker along with... Booker's kind of a big 3, though.
Yeah, now you're talking down to, Inglis or Rodney Hood, who's been terrible in his 2 games back. No, I imagine it's probably Exum.
Yeah, and they're going to have to play a guard, too, because, you know, the Raptors are going to be playing Lowry, Vasquez, and Ross. I mean, you can't have... I mean, even Ingles trying to guard Ross is going to be brutal. You know, Ross is off back-to-back 20-point games. Do you think he has another big one against the Jazz?
long as he gets those minutes, yeah, he'll take his shots. When he gets an open three, he takes it. So as long as they give him the minutes, the threes will be there. Unfortunately, not much else.
Yeah, yeah, that's true there. The Spurs are bringing back Duncan and Parker, who sat out on Monday.
Yeah, they were injured against Philly.
Quote-unquote injured.
You didn't see my air quotes? Yeah.
Hard to see them when there's nothing to see. No, I know. Spurs and Nets, the all-veteran, all-old-person game. Oh. That's the AARP game.
That's going to be a slow game.
And maybe they'll call it in the third quarter so they can go to bed early and get the early bird special tomorrow. So tonight Shved is out. So, you know, two straight pretty good games for Alexei Shved. And, you know, if you're in 14-teamer or deeper, he's been kind of a popular streamer. I don't know. I put in my article today, Zach LaVine had 28 points against the Lakers, then two duds. Maybe he just needs to go against a bad team. And, I mean, who the hell are the Sixers going to play at backup point guard? I mean, MCW is probably going to play, what, 40 minutes, but...
See, I was considering MCW for the 30-point challenge.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll have Mo Williams and then some Zach LaVine minutes on him.
Yeah, I don't know who their backup point guard is.
Yeah, I mean, Shved and Roten out, so... I don't know, I saw somewhere that maybe KJ McDaniels picks up a couple minutes a point, but... Ugh.
Well, they're going to do everything in their power to not give KJ minutes, so...
Yeah.
I don't believe that. They got to give him minutes. They're... It's... At this point, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's and now with everybody injured, it has to happen, so...
Oh, agreed.
I'm just, like, mad at him for that contract he signed, you know?
Yeah. I liked what you said about the Spurs-Sixers on Monday being street ball. This game, the Sixers at Minnesota, might be legit street ball. I mean,
it could be 140 to 130.
I know. They might put a cage around the basket, change the nets into chains. You know, it might be like you're in Brooklyn at a street ball game. I mean, it could be really crazy there. And Noel's going to be back for that game as well. So
that's a nice matchup. Noel against Dang.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Well, they've been playing Noel a lot of 4 minutes, so you might be
on. Right, Sims.
Yeah, man. Sims and Jane. I don't know. I agree. I mean, I think Sims should be on Young and Noel Chang because they're both athletic like that, but who knows what they're going to do there. Any other thoughts on the games tonight? What's your Kobe pick off the terrible 10-turnover game and 13 assists? What do you think he does tonight?
We got... back-to-back wins for the Lakers, and Lin's got to be covered by Wall. So I'm going Kobe's going to double-double again. I'm going 14 and 12 on probably 16 shots.
Interesting. Four
rebounds.
I went fairly conservative in the middle of the pack guess. My guess this morning was 22, 5 and 5 on 15 shots. Fairly efficient. Average. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the thing with Guess the Kobe line. He could do really anything. That's what makes him so interesting to try to guess. Anything else for tonight's games that you're looking for? Any other injuries I may have missed? Stuff like that.
I'm looking forward to my Heat playing Atlanta tonight. That could be a good game.
Yeah.
Wade is back. It should be it shouldn't be a blowout. All these other games. I mean, I'm gonna watch that Philly Minnesota game. That could just be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'll probably watch some of that one too. And yeah, Atlanta's looking really good. Millsap, what we talked about. Horford, you know, the percentages have been good. He's not turning the ball over, so even though he's been a little slow. Korver's playing well. That indeed could be a really good game.
I got a trade offer and an RCL for Millsap.
Ah, lay it on me.
He wanted Millsap and Darren Collison.
All right.
And he offered me Bosch and Reggie Jackson.
Missed the Reggie Jackson window by a week or two.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I like Millsap more than Bosch, and I'm pretty sure I like Collison more than Reggie.
Collison's way over Reggie now.
Yeah, I know. So here's my counter.
All right.
It's a big one. Tobias, I'm going to offer Tobias, Markieff, and Fareed.
Okay, so three power forward, small forward.
But Tobias and Markieff are both top 50 players.
Yep.
for Bosch, Draymond, and KJ.
So you're offering, you know, 350-ish value guys with Fareed down, and then getting one good guy, one middle guy, and one low guy.
That's the plan, with, you know, my money in the pot for the low guy being a middle guy eventually.
Yeah. I don't know, KJ's minutes are still a little scary once Roten gets back, but I think I like that deal. You get the best guy in the deal. I obviously love Draymond. I don't see much of a difference between Draymond Green and Markieff Morris at this point. Do you?
More threes for Draymond. Markieff with better percents.
Yeah. So you're basically saying, I'm going to give you Fareed if you want to gamble on him.
Pretty much. I mean, so. And I get Bosh at... I guess it's a slight discount because I'm not giving up a second-round pick.
Yeah. I like it for you if he takes it, so hopefully he's not listening.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair and even trade, so it's not like
you're robbing. One little thing I'll point out just to really make sure I hope he's not listening. Mm-hmm. Playoff schedule hugely favors me.
Yeah, that's true. The Magic with one of the worst.
Yeah. So... Phoenix and Denver are not special.
Yep. So, things to think about there. You can check Slim's playoff schedule breakdown that he put off in the offseason on the main page of the site. I'm looking to be sure I point people to the right direction. But if you go to basketball.rasball.com, hover over leagues, there's a head-to-head playoff schedule link there. So, if you're thinking ahead of trades and trying to trade for the playoff schedule, that's a good reference for you to use. And I think that's where we're going to call it a day for today. You have yourself an awesome Wednesday afternoon. And looking forward to the show tomorrow. We got another special guest. We're going to talk movies. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, I mean, talk some Korean hackers. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Ooh, we're going to get all over the place. So this week on the Razzball podcast, we talked about the disillusion of Yugoslavia and Korean hackers. It's just a worldly show now.
I got a little piece of news for you.
Oh, all right.
Rodney Hood likely to get the start.
Whoa, he hasn't even played yet, has he?
He said he's played two games of about 15 minutes since coming back from his plantar fasciitis.
Oh, interesting. So he might be a streamer, and I mean, he's easily a 3,000 guy, the low price on DraftKings.
Oh, yeah. And he's got some three-point shooting upside. I mean, when he's gotten just, you know, 15 to 20 minutes, he's still taking four or five threes a game. So if he goes out there and gets 30 minutes, he's going to take a huge amount of threes.
Especially in a game the Jazz would be behind, you'd assume, against Toronto.
So, yeah, this is going to be a Gordon Hayward type of night, though.
Yeah, so interesting. Good news bit you picked up on there. Appreciate that. So yeah, have yourself a good one, and we will catch you tomorrow. Have a good one, man.
All right, peace.